Well, Hannah Bradburn is with us from the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. Good morning.
Good morning.
A great day to be in Munising and Grand Marais and all points in between, eh?
Absolutely. It's been beautiful up here and quite warm, so it's been nice.
So has there been a lot of visitors with this weather? We haven't had much rain. It's been pretty sunny, every day, and we are in the middle of tourist season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it feels busy, especially, you know, at Sand Point, Miner's Castle, all those classic places to go during the summer. It definitely feels like it's busy here.
Yeah. Let's talk a little specifically about the Asabo Lighthouse and its history, because it's a milestone that we're being celebrating this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. The Asabo Light Station, which is located just west of Grand Marais in Pictured Rocks, is celebrating its 150th anniversary of continuous service this year. So it was built in 1874. That's when it was first lit, was 1874, and it is still a operating light station managed by the U.S. Coast Guard. So this year is 150 years, and we're having a little bit of a celebration on August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Asabo, and there'll be some special programming. Lighthouse climbs. We'll have a junior ranger lighthouse keeper program as well, and a little bit of a commemorative ceremony at 2 p.m.
Now, with all of the modern technology that there is, do mariners still use lighthouses?
Yeah, we do still have a LED marine beacon that's mounted on the outside rail on the upper part of the lighthouse. Obviously, there's a lot more technology, like you said. You know, there's radar, there's GPS, and all of that, but lighthouses do still serve an important role as navigational devices.
And a lot of the lighthouses around the Great Lakes have, they're kind of museums now, and they don't really work. But this one works?
This one works, not the original Fresnel lens that was used in 1874. That lens is still in the lighthouse, and it's just preserved for its historical value. So the only thing that's still operational at the light station is going to be that LED marine beacon that's mounted at the top on the outside of the lighthouse.
Okay, so tell me about the celebration then, which I know is open to the public.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, definitely. Everyone's welcome. Parking will be limited, so we want to make certain that people know that and that they're not parking on H-58. I don't know if you've been out to H-58 in that section, but it's very windy and there's a lot of blind turns. So we want to make sure that people aren't parking along H-58 or walking or biking along it, because it's very dangerous. So get there early, carpool, that sort of thing. But we'll have lighthouse climbs. Our museum will be open. There'll be rangers around answering questions about the grounds. And then we'll have a very special junior ranger lighthouse keeper program. And so that'll be a book and a special badge for that program for the kiddos. And we'll have a commemorative ceremony at 2.
And what day is this?
August 17th, Saturday, August 17th.
All right. Hannah, anything else you want to mention before we close the interview here?
No. We're looking forward to it. And again, just make sure you check the weather. And if the flies look like they'll be bad, make sure you wear long pants.